It's the shadow of her lips that begins to vanish when she moves away from the sun, like a frozen heart of snow wishing to become kissed desert of storm. It's the very distance that separates warmth from cold, where only you remain, desertic, and her, Antarctic. Lips of a language slowly unknowing themselves burn from afar and crack with closeness. Today, blue precipice of vertigo. However, they are no longer one but two eclipses that once desired one another. What more do you demand of me, love? If we're already 13 months of letters apart, if I have already auctioned the movement and the meaning of the moon from all my love letters, love. Today, your kisses too are up for auction. Look at them. There, being public, everyone seeing and reading them, those never lips, ours, exploring their dynamism in verses of no one. What more do you demand of me, love, if you took away my cowardice that ruined me, mutating me into what I am today? Distant. Our ending, writing itself in non-eternities, with kisses that want to steal from us, that already know, they will not be. And they confess, and they are crashed against distinct yours. And they are destroyed, today, from you and from me. Me knowing it. I know, I already know, that never you will be. You say love as if it could be said. And you write it, you write it. You and your cruelty, both precipitating a flower over the infinite, spelling its immortality during its fall, eternal, but not its life. In which you aren't either. You say words and I die there like them, like your roses, like the flowers, and here I stop beating. And you ignore it and you don't write it. And you lie to yourself. Me going you. You going me. And you know this. Because you too are dying. Your yesterday. Today. Center of the poem. And that's why you always return, and that's why you always cruelly against you. And you write to me again, to me, center of the poem. Never soulmate. Soul no one admits to not having. Me and you.